Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Seth Bell from the Kansas City Soccer Journal, back with a grassroots edition of the Shades of Blue podcast. I have with me the coaches and leadership of Sunflower State FC. Is that fair? One of the leadership. Yeah.
One of them.
Sal or Sesty, which do you prefer to go by?
Just Sal.
It's Sal. Fine. Okay. Nick McDonald from, he coaches the men's side, and Jose Ramos coaches the women's side. Off to a start this season. And for those who don't know, Sal, why don't you explain what Sunflower State is?
So Sunflower State is a minor league soccer team. We are in the fourth division of both the men's and women's. So we play in the NPSL for the men, which is the step below US professional, so it's pre-professional. And then we've been there for the last 2 years. Last year we made the playoffs and got bounced out in the first round. This year we've got a much better team this year. A little bit more organization as we grow every year. And then for the women, we have a good team. Like Coach Jose brought a lot of people back from the UWS2, which was United Women's Soccer League Division II last year, and they just scored a lot of goals. So we decided to go up in competition to the WPSL, or Women's Premier Soccer League, which has been around since 98, I believe. And it's a big step up in competition and professionalism. And we're really excited about it because we got a good team this year.
Yeah. Coach Jose, you guys did score a lot of goals last year, and you're scoring some goals this year too. I'm looking at your record. First game was a 2-1 loss, but the second game was pretty much a 5-0 drubbing of your opponent there.
Yes, it was a good game. Started the season a good game. Not the way that we wanted, but yeah, after that, we were able to pick it up right away. We have a great group of girls, a lot of returners from last year, a lot of the girls that I coach at college. So yeah, it was a good step up for us since WPSL. There's about 50% of the girls drafted have participated on that league. So yeah, it is a big step up for us, which is exciting for what we want to provide. We want to provide the best experience possible for each one of the players. So playing the WPSL was a deal breaker for us. So
I watched a fair amount of your game against Casey Courage, the one you lost. I actually missed all the goals. I left a little bit early because I had to go cover the other women's team in town. But it was a really good match. I thought it was very well played. Both teams were really well coached. I thought they maybe had you a little bit in the midfield, but you guys had a really strong defense and a good attack. Was that a fair statement from that game at least?
Yeah. I think you have to see, kind of take a look at kind of what each coach wants to get out of the game. You know, for us, we play out of the back, so we most of the time just suck in opponents in. So when you watch our games, it's kind of like, hey, you're playing your own half. That's something that we expected with our style of play. But yeah, I think it was a good match. I think it was defined as some individual mistakes by both sides. But I think at the end of the day, it was a well-played match. For the first of the season with a lot of new faces, a lot of players trying to know each other. I think it was a pretty good show. Now it's just we rematch them on Wednesday. Hopefully a positive result. But for me, I'm always big on how. It's not much a what. It's not much if we win, you lose or ties. For me, it's how that happens. And I believe, like in that first game, we lost well. If that's that's a good way to say it. But yeah, it was with the how and the way that we build up coming up the next practice on Thursday and also this week's been really good. So yeah, exciting for the next game on Wednesday.
So yeah, you face them again on May 31st, and that will be at Avila at their home site, right?
That's correct.
I know you mentioned that a lot of the players drafted in NWSL have played in this league. Do you have, I don't want you to necessarily name names or anything, but do you have any players that you think are going to be at that level?
I think it is kind of like a guess, you know. It depends how the season goes. Really early right now. They also have to go their college season, how their college season is going to go. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. There's definitely a lot of potential, but yeah, it's kind of like expecting to see how things unfold. We have a lot of international girls, we have girls. They're local, so I think it's, again, it's waiting to see how things unfold. But yeah, I would say we could probably have players there. It's just now seeing how things go. Not just, again, in our environment, but also in their environment when they go back to college. Because I do believe this is a continuous process. It's not just one thing or the other. They have to kind of doing well throughout their whole year.
On your team, you have mostly local players that are coming back from college, or is it just from all over?
It's for all over. Actually, I'm big in diversity. Obviously, I'm from Brazil. So for me, it's like I'm looking to all over the place. So I think this year, I believe we have 5 nationalities on the team. So we have Netherlands, Japan, Colombia, Brazil, United States, El Salvador. Did I mention Spain? So I think it's a lot of girls from all over the place with a mix from also having a lot of local ladies. For me, I'm not looking specific to where you're from. I'm specifically looking for the right people. And it's really fun. It's been a great group of players and excited to continue, not just for this year, but it's something that for me, when I think about putting a team together, I don't put rosters together. I believe we have to have a team together. And when I think about a team, it's just returners and kind of like each year, just adding pieces, not just adding a full new roster.
Then, Nick, how's your season been going with the men's side?
Eerily similar to the women's side, I will say. So we both lost our first games 2-1. We came back out and had a doubleheader with the women's, and they won 5-0, and we won 3-1. Probably should have been worse than that. We need to work a little bit on putting away our chances, but that's okay. So I think same thing. And first of all, I'll start off by saying I am very, very impressed with the job that Jose is doing and the just our women's team in general. I think when we started it, we did not have this high of expectations. And I think that Jose has met those expectations and more. And I think that's, you guys will see that Jose is probably one of the best up and coming coaches, young coaches in the area. And I could say that pretty confidently. So props to Jose and the whole women's team.
So I do want to warn you, if you speak him up too much, Manny might move on, right?
I know. And I mean, and that's really the goal, right? As if we can give people that stepping stone to further their career, whether it's the players, whether it's the coaches, obviously we'd love to keep Jose as long as we can. But if he has a better opportunity, we're obviously happy if he can move on to something better.
So as you mentioned, you dropped that first game, but you won the next game, 3-1, I think. The only team to beat a St. Louis team this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to comment on that. I want to get in trouble. but no, we had a pretty commanding victory over St. Louis. I think we pretty much dominated the game. And really, it was frustrating dropping points in that first game against Des Moines. That's a team that we played in the UPSL, and first time we played them, we tied them. It was a very frustrating game. We should have won. The second time we lost to them, same thing, frustrating game, should have won. And so And that team seems to just keep getting the better of us.
We went up 3-1 in that game, Nick. They came back and scored 4.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and brutal. And I don't want to like harp on the refereeing. I think it's almost always an excuse, but it seems like
don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble.
Yeah, who's gonna find me? Right.
If I speak, I don't get fined. So
yeah, exactly.
Pretty bad calls. Pretty bad calls. It's
yeah.
I mean, I know being a referee is very hard a lot of the times. You know, it's people make mistakes at TV with VR and all that kind of stuff, but those one were game changing calls, which is sometimes it sucks, you know, when it's things that you don't have really much control of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, refereeing, yeah. That's also part of this development though, is that you have referees learning and getting better and getting more experience at seeing these plays. I mean, it sucks when they make a game-changing calls. I don't want to say life-changing, game-changing calls. But it is, you know, it's the same. I would say it's the same as if a player gets a red card that they didn't mean to, you know, handball in a box or something like that. Or
yeah.
It sucks. But we were talking about referees at the higher divisions and the need for more and more of those. So, yeah, let's not harp too. But I mean, they make mistakes. They do screw up, but that's life.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, of course. And I tell you guys, and to be honest, we had our chances to come back into the game. So it's by no means completely the ref's fault. But like by any means, it's not completely their fault. We had the chances, and so that's what I harped on our guys. We just gotta put away our chances. In the first two games alone, I think we've missed like 5 or 6 just really, really good chances. And you know, the higher up you go, the more competitive you get, the less chances you get.
Right.
And so it's just putting away those chances.
Like I asked Jose earlier, how is your roster built? Is it a lot of local guys? Is it from all over? Is it, you know?
Yeah, so I would say it's primarily local guys. I've got a few guys who are not from Kansas City who are coming and doing internships or moving to Kansas City, who have played elsewhere. We've got a kid from Virginia Beach FC coming in who just moved into town. A kid from Oakland University who's here doing an internship. But I would say primarily it is Kansas City kids who you know, go off to college, whether that's a Kansas City or a local college, or, you know, we've got kids from Boston University, Xavier, all over the place, but I would say it's primarily local Kansas City kids. And I think our next step is trying to find some form of, consistent housing so we could get more, out of town kids who, you know, need housing over the summer. So I think that's our next step as a club.
I think in the past I've seen some of your players were not even necessarily in college. They were just local, like high school kids, not even into college yet.
Is that still? And I love it. I love playing the young kids. We've got, I think, 2 or 3 this year. Dylan Ashford, who very good player. He just graduated from Mill Valley, and I think he's going to UMKC. And we've got a couple of Youth Rise kids who, same thing, are trying to figure out what college they're going to, but they're still seniors in high school. So, and I love playing them. I mean, if they can play, they can play.
And you mentioned Youth Rise. That's kind of one of the relationships you guys have with a local club organization. If you guys want to talk about that a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Sesti, go ahead.
So Youth Rise is started by Ann Murphy. It's a soccer club, but it's about giving opportunities for young kids in underdeveloped areas and underserved areas a chance to just get out and have fun and make the most of themselves, like work towards a goal safely, right? There's a lot of good kids that came out of there. We had some that played with us in the years past, like Tito Favela, who's now playing for Kansas City Comets. As well, we had, let's see, Shafi Alar, who's now playing for UMKC. you know, going to college. You know, he's a child of immigrants and didn't really get a whole heck of a lot of chances other than what Ann Murphy had given him. And she's a good role model, and there's a lot of good coaches and good role models for these young kids coming through, just to allow them to be kids, really, and grow together.
Yeah, it's a great organization, and I think Ann plays for Jose's team, right?
That's correct. Yeah, she's our captain. Yeah, for me, I'm big in relationships. I think as a coach, there's moments for you to be friends, there's moments for you to be coach, and there's moments for you to not be anything. You know, I think that you disconnect. So for me, it's like it's really, really, really good to get to know more and more Ann. You know, like not just in the field, but also off the field. When you have someone that is 39 years old and is keeping up and playing at a high level, you know, the way that she does and her leadership in the field, the way she like impacts us, not just, you know, it's just way bigger than soccer. And yeah, it's always learning. Obviously, she's even older than me. So every day trying to learn with her and try to bring that leadership, that personality into our team. And I would say she's been a rock solid to us in the back and our team culture as well. You know, she's somebody that cares, values relationships, values people. That's something that I value too a lot. So she brings a lot to the table, not just in the game of soccer, but also kind of like what we do things in the day to day, how the girls interact with one another. So yeah, amazing human being that yeah, makes me excited to have her with us.
Yeah, she's a really great story, and I'll have to have her on at some point too. Actually, I mean, I really wanted to, I just haven't got it done yet. That's my fault. But I was also really impressed with how like stalwart she was in defense in that game that I saw against the Courage. I think there was one scramble in the box, like right at the edge of the box, where she like stopped two or three shots and was all over the place on the ground, back up on the ground. It was pretty good. Great defense from her.
All right, yeah, and there's also. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's also a pretty good article that the WPSL put out there. It's on the website. I would encourage everybody to go and just check it out, give it a read. There's some good quotes about what Youth Rise is, and you can always go check out their website as well, Youth Rise KC. But yeah, we got a good defense this year, Jose, right?
So how far are you guys going to go in the playoffs this year, you think, Jose?
Yeah, I think for us, it's a game to game. I think it's hard to predict. It's our first year in the league. Obviously, I think game to game for us, we want to win every game. You know, like we're not going to a game thinking about tying or losing. But again, for me, the important is the how. Yeah, for us, obviously, we want to win conference. We want to get to playoffs. But I think that's, a game to game. Our next final is Wednesday against Courage. From there, it's St. Louis. From there, it's Lou Fields. I think we just set your goals way in front of you, you know, really focus on the day-to-day. For me, yeah, I'm focused on practicing Thursday, and then from there, practicing Monday, and then from there, practicing Tuesday, and from there, playing Wednesday. So, yeah, one step at a time.
One of the nice things for you is that I think you – well, there's three teams from the WPSL here in town that are all in the same conference. So you get to play each other and not have to travel too far.
Yeah, I think that's a big advantage to us, not just to us, but to everybody. Yeah, obviously financially, but also as well as logistically. You know, the girls got to sleep on their own bed, eat their own food, drive themselves to the games, which is for, like, you know, it's just accommodation, just feels you comfortable in your day-to-day. You don't have to really get off your routine. Obviously, I'm a big fan of traveling to play. There's no problem, but at the same time, hey, if everybody can sleep in their own bed and do the same things that they do every day, that's definitely help us with performance. But we have to think that's not just to us. You know, everybody else that is playing on that same situation are experience the same thing. You know, like when we play Courage Rockhurst, now we play Avila, like they were 25 minutes away from each other. So yeah, everybody's going to experience the same thing. So I think it's a good positive for the local teams, but as well as also for the league, because I think, you know, it avoids a lot, all those traveling and all those time wastings, just like getting here and there. So.
And the third team in that group is KC Scott Gallagher, and they play actually just down the road from where I live. So I'll be able to stop in and see those games pretty easily, as long as it's not a conflict with something else. Nick, though, you don't have as much luck on the men's side. There is another team in town that's in the NPSL, but you're in a different conference for some reason.
Yeah, there's a long story that we will not get into about that. But yeah, we are traveling to Milwaukee this weekend, so spending the night. So, but no, I think at the same time, it's fun to get the guys out and travel and hit the road and I mean, I always did it when I was growing up with the brass and a little bit with the Des Moines Menace. And, you know, we would take those trips to Canada and they always seemed to be fun trips. So hopefully we can have some fun and get a result, because I think Milwaukee should be a pretty good team.
Those are both PDL teams that you were mentioning there, right? The Brass and the Menace.
Yeah.
Which I think is,
No
longer. I think they count that as USL one now, but which?
No, I think it's USL two.
USL two. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was what Caw Valley was, but isn't anymore. Yeah. So Des Moines still.
And then Des Moines, they've been winning for a long time, since going back to your days, Nick. I think they're getting the championship, the USL championship team, either next year or the year after. So that's good on them.
Yeah.
When you do bring in all these players, how do you bring them together? Because you're bringing in players from different youth systems, different clubs, different colleges. You know, ones haven't played college yet. How do you bring those together, like, to try to make them a team? And I'll let Jose start, I guess.
Yeah, for me, that's why I value teams, not rosters. We have a lot of returners coming in. And I think at the end of the day, it's how you connect today to day. What is your training sessions are going to look like? For me, it's you play like you practice. You should practice like you play. So if your training sessions are not relatable to the games, I think that doesn't help anybody. But yeah, but for me, it is, I have a lot of, as I said, the girls that I coach at college, a lot of returners for last year. So I think it's just continue to implementing a system. I know sometimes my system can be a little bit different than some of the players that play in college. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's soccer, 11 players on the field. I'm sure all these girls have been through many different coaches and systems, so shouldn't take that much long for people to adapt. I think at the end of the day, it's mostly consistent being adapted to one another. Now it's like, hey, what is their tendencies, and you just get that by playing. So for us, it's just taking one time. Again, I see this as a long term, not just 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I see this like as a year, the players come in and come out, so then we have something consistent. Nick?
Yeah, I think it can be challenging with all these players coming from different backgrounds and different systems in their colleges and different tactics and styles of play. I think that can be challenging to bring everyone together. And I think we're particularly on the men's side, we've got a lot of new players, less returners than we've had before. And so it is, we're still kind of identifying who we want to be our main guys, you know, who's going to be our starting 11 week in, week out. And obviously we're going to rotate that a lot throughout the summer, but just figuring out the style of play. I obviously have the style of play that I see us playing, but sometimes that shifts throughout the summer with injuries. Sometimes players just can't make particular games. And so, for example, we might be a little bit short at center back this weekend. So trying to figure out who's going to fill in at that spot. But it is challenging, and I do like it. And I love the fact that all these different players are just, they just want to play and get better. And, you know, if we can aid them in that, that's our goal.
I know in recent years you have also played some. Are you still going to be a player coach or just coaching now?
No. This can be my big announcement, but I am retiring from playing soccer. So done with the Comets and done with Sunflower. And to be honest, I was going to be done after this Comet season anyways. I never planned on playing this summer with Sunflower. And I didn't really like doing the whole player coach thing. I think that it got in the way of my coaching in particular. And I see that as like kind of the next phase of my life is going to be coaching, and I'm excited to just focus on that. So.
Yeah. I always wanted to see you play a little more with the Comets, but we've had that conversation, and that's probably a subject for another day. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this, but congrats to Stefan for getting the job, and also big thanks to Leo. I mean, Leo, I think, gave both me and Jose our professional starts. So, I think Stefan will do a really good job with the Comets, and I wish them all the best.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get Stefan and Bud in on a pod in later this week just to talk about that. But that's another story, another team.
Yeah.
Sal, what is the future of this organization? I mean, you have the men, the women, some youth teams. What's the future for this club?
The real thing is just trying to grow each year. Just like what Coach was saying, you don't really want to have too lofty of goals. You want to know where you're going, right? And we've got a plan in place, but right now it's just trying to be a little bit more professional, be a little bit more organized in the day-to-day. And if you look at where we've come from where we've been, it's a big step up in just class, I guess is one way to say it. But we want to provide high-level soccer for Kansas City area, which, I mean, these girls and these guys that are coming through, that there's a lot of opportunities and there's a lot of talent in the area as well. And a lot of times, I mean, Sporting is huge, but sometimes the players, when they age out of the system, they can kind of fall by the wayside. We don't want that to happen. And we believe that soccer is growing and we want to be along with it and just grow in what we can do and what we can provide for these players year after year and just stick around. I mean, one of the best things for success is survival, right? So.
Yeah.
We look to survive because you've seen it a bunch of times with teams in the past that have ended up folding for one reason or another. And I mean, the ones that are still around, they're usually very successful. I mean, so we survive first and then continue to provide for all these players that we care so deeply about.
So personally, I would encourage anybody who listens to this, anybody who doesn't listen to this, but to go out to a game, spend a little bit of money. You guys have merchandise. You have food trucks show up to these games. Go out and cheer for one of the three or four local teams. I might leave Scott Gallagher out of it, but that's another story. I'm just kidding.
Appreciate that.
But I mean, how do we get more people out to these games? I mean, there was a pretty good amount out the other day.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. Last year we were at Blue Valley High School, which I love. I mean, Nick went to Blue Valley, I went to Blue Valley North. We love that area, but as far as having something in a little bit more population dense area, Rockhurst has been good for us. It's just we're playing all our home games at Rockhurst University this year. It's relatively centrally located for everybody around the Kansas City area. Our schedule's on our Instagram and on our Twitter and Facebook. So if you guys want to check out when that is, it's also on the league websites for NPSL and for WPSL. I don't know. We're trying to make it fun. We really are trying to make it fun for everybody to come out and trying to get a, like you said, good product with the food trucks and just a good product on the field. That's the big draw. And it's really cool to see some pre-professional players. But if you have any youth kids that come out, if they wear a jersey, you get in free. It doesn't matter what jersey it is. If you wear a jersey, you get in free. But for everybody else, I believe it's $5. It's kind of a cheap night out for some good soccer and a little bit of fun.
So, Jose, how would you encourage people to come out, man? Why should they come out and see you guys?
Yeah, for me, it's all about supporting local. You know, like we're trying to produce players that, you know, they're coming from, probably they play all over the place and now they're coming back home, or even girls that are from all over the place and now they're coming here. I think it's an opportunity to support the youth sports, you know, like the growth of the soccer game. I think especially in the women's soccer, the women's soccer is a little bit behind the men's soccer. It's not a little bit a lot. So it's like we are trying to support that cause, trying to make it even more professional and big. Now we have a big Casey Curran project in the city, you know, where they're going to be the first women's stadium in the world. So for me, it's like just trying to grow that side of the game as well. It's like, hey, maybe those players go all the way all over the place and you want to see them playing. I think that's something that for me, I value that a lot. And I think we've spoken this, but there's a lot of talents in Kansas City. There's a lot of soccer in Kansas City. And during the summer months, it kind of like slows down. There's not only KC Current to be watched. There's not only Sporting KC to be watched. No, there's a lot of good high-level player to be watched during the summer. So I think that's how I would say, that's how I would phrase it.
Anything to add there, Nick?
Yeah, I just think, I mean, we've kind of proven it. We've put some players on professional rosters so far, and hopefully we can keep putting more on there, particularly the Comets fans. Hopefully we'll get someone on Sporting someday. I think it's just, you can see the players develop, and these young players, and if you have young kids who play soccer, this could be them someday, you know, like this could be them. This is an attainable goal for them. This is something that they can strive to be. And, you know, if they want to take it to the next level, and want to play professionally, hopefully this can be kind of that stepping stone for them. And so, yeah, just to add on top of that, you could see the players develop, see the potentially pro players, both the men's and the women's side. And it's just supporting locally. Like they said, just supporting the local players, supporting the local teams. Like everyone wants promotion, relegation, but like this is the level that we need to do a better job of supporting, and not particularly this level, but the lower level professional team, stuff like that. So it would be awesome if we could get more fans out, more youth fans, just young players who this can be an attainable goal for them. So
it's my goal in life to see a Division I team for both men and women in town, two Division II teams in town, three Division III teams, you know, and just to keep on going, because you got to have that level if we are going to be a soccer nation. I mean, you have to have all those. Europe, they have, you know, 10 teams in it, every little town, it seems like. Sometimes bigger towns, I know that. But anyway, this town can support a lot of different teams. We just need to get that people out there to realize that and watch these games. I've seen both of these teams play, and they're entertaining. It's fun to watch. It's good quality soccer. They may not be quite as fast or quite as big or quite as good at shooting as a Division I team, although we know some teams in town that don't score very often, but that's another story.
Easy there, Thad. Easy.
Hey, I can make these comments, and that's okay. They can be mad.
That's trying to get us in trouble, guys.
I'm not trying to get you guys in trouble. I'm just making comments, man. All right. We only have a few more minutes to go before my Zoom dies out, but is there any last words you want to add? Anything I should have asked you guys today or tried to cover?
I will say, just building off of what you said before, what was the old quote? It's like, when the sea rises, all ships in the harbor rise as well. So if we're doing well, then Kansas City soccer is doing well, then it just continues to grow from there. So I butchered that quote, and someone's going to come after me for that. But
rising tide lifts all ships.
There you go. Thanks.
That's how I know it, at least.
that's my parting words.
All right. And you guys do sell jerseys, shirts, hats, scarves, that sort of stuff, right? Yeah. Sal's saying yes.
Yeah. We have an online store, and hopefully we're going to blast on our social media. I think that we're really trying to grow our social media presence, and hopefully we can just get partnerships with some of the youth clubs in town and get some of those kids and their parents to the games, and hopefully they enjoy it. They like it. They see the value in it, and they see that this could potentially be their kids playing here someday. And so I think once we do that and we get people there, like you said, we have an entertaining product. Both sides, I think, are going to be very strong this year. The women's side just went toe to toe with Courage, and I would take my team against almost anyone. It's if we perform, that's the real question. But we have a lot of talent on both sides. And so I think once we get people to the games, hopefully we can keep them there and prove that we have a good product.
And then sometime in the future, you guys will move up another level, right?
No comment. Hopefully, no comment.
I put him on the spot. Everybody, you can't see this, but everybody kind of smiled and like, I don't want to answer that. So, all right. I appreciate the time, guys. Again, any last words?
No, just thank you so much, Thad, for having us on again. It's been, 2 years since we were on the pod last time, but we just really appreciate you and everything going on with the KC Soccer Journal. It's a quality product, good podcast. I've always enjoyed it.
I appreciate that. I'm going to actually try to put out an article each week of kind of looking back at the previous weekend of all the teams. So you guys will be lumped in with all the teams. And looking forward to the coming week so people will know what's out there. I actually have part of it written. That's why I've been keep looking over at this other screens, like, you know, who scored and things like that. And all right. I appreciate you guys coming on, man. And even more so, I appreciate you doing what you do because I love having other teams. I can't get out there to as many games as I want to because I have to cover the higher level teams because that gets us more traffic and that's just the way it is. I apologize. If I get more people added, I'll try to get people out there. And if you guys know anybody who wants to cover the local teams, send them my way. But I do appreciate what you do, man. That's when at one point I was going to encourage my daughter to go try out for Sunflower State or for the KC Courage. And she's has teammates, former teammates from her youth clubs that have played for the Courage. And I think one of them might be playing for you guys now. So that's kind of cool. But it's just, it's that level that for players who want to keep playing after they've maybe aged out of local clubs and things like that. So it's a great opportunity.
Their own version of Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah. Now you just need a really rich person to invest, right? All right. Anyway, I appreciate you guys, and I will be out to see more of your games. And we are out.
Thanks, Thad.